Homer residents are voting on whether to recall city council members Donna Adderhold, Catriona Reynolds, and David Lewis. Supporters of the recall and those against the election gathered about one block from each other on Pioneer Avenue. Red pro-recall signs sprouted up near WKFL Park, but one sign advocating against the recall joined them.
We have healthy discussion on this corner.
Yeah,
we're like Willie and the Poor Boy.
Alex Coplin held a blue sign, crossing out the word recall next to Coletta Walker, a recall supporter who held a handmade sign telling people to get out and vote. As people drove by, some honked, waved, or gave thumbs up or down.
We get more thumbs ups because they don't know whether it's him or us.
Yeah, that's true. We're getting a lot
Everybody's
of thumbs
been
up
positive.
Because nobody quite knows because of the blue sign and the red sign.
And I'm saying just vote today.
Yeah, we want people to vote, but also we have our priorities too.
Right.
But yeah.
Larry Zaccaro, one of the sponsors of the initial recall petition, also held a sign that read, "You're fired," near WKFL Park. He's also one of the larger financial backers of Heartbeat of Homer, the pro-recall political action committee. Zaccaro is very aware of the divisiveness in the community, and he says he's looking forward to putting the issue behind him.
I didn't want to be in the newspaper. I don't want to be on the radio. I don't want my face all over the place. I've got the angry calls. I have people at work that won't talk to anymore. But when that resolution hit my inbox, there was no choice.
Chairman of Homer Citizens Against the Recall, Ron Keffer, and a handful of supporters gathered about a block away. Both Keffer and Zaccaro do share some common ground when it comes to how the community will handle the election results. Both say it may be a long time for the divisiveness to dissipate.
And we have to find a way to understand each other a little better, because right now there isn't even any understanding going on.
Both sides say they will watch closely as the unofficial results are announced after the polls close at 8 p.m. But the fate of the council members may not be clear tonight. About 820 absentee votes were cast in person and by mail. That number doesn't include ballots sent out to absent voters electronically. About 730 votes were cast at City Hall and Homer Senior Center by 3 p.m., possibly making it a tough election to call until absentee ballots are counted Friday and the vote is certified.